It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today is Liz Schwab. Liz is the data center development lead for Google. We talk data centers in a moment. First off, Brad Rippey, meteorologist with USDA.
Been talking for weeks about how quick the planting progress was in the South and continues to be despite the recent rainfall. And we see those numbers creeping now above 80% planted in, for example, Louisiana, 84% versus the five-year average of just 58%. Very quick progress up into the southern Corn Belt before the rain and the cooler weather hit. And so those early planting numbers have pushed the planting progress in Illinois, for example, to 46%, Indiana 44%. To compare, for Indiana, the five-year average is just 19%. A little slower as you move to the far northern Corn Belt, Michigan, 3% of the soybeans planted, five-year average is 15%.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Liz Schwab. Liz is Google Data Center Development Lead, and I know there's more to the title and more on the business card than that, but Liz, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, let's first start. Google Data Center Development Lead. Tell me what's going on here, and is all of this under the umbrella of Google?
Yeah. So my role, I get to sit at the intersection of our acquisition and development team, where we look to find localities for new data centers. We operate our data centers, and the policy and public affairs conversation that you and many of your listeners will be familiar with, where, you know, the conversation is how can we develop data centers responsibly to meet the increasing demand for data center services. And so it's a really fun job. It's a hard job these days, but some of the best part of it is being able to engage with local and state leaders and communities, and being able to see the benefits that our data centers can bring to local communities and municipal budgets and jobs. And so that stuff's really fun.
So let's back up. And I think to this point, maybe we assume everybody knows what a data center is, what it's there for, what it's doing. But so back up a little bit. What is it we're talking about and why?
Yeah. It's really understandable why you know, the average American doesn't know what a data center does. Most folks have not had the chance to walk through one or even walk around one, but yet we depend on them every day. Right? When we're looking up directions on our phone, when we're storing photos or sending an email, when, you know, our small business or large business is storing data in the cloud, you know, our being able to have this conversation virtually from halfway across the country, all of these things rely on data centers. And what they are is basically a really high tech warehouse or engine room of the internet. Instead of storing physical goods on shelves, we have thousands of servers or, you know, fancy computers, basically, that sit in rows and rows of super efficient, highly complex, networked, you know, cabling and computers. And they're highly secure facilities, as you might imagine. They store sensitive data from users and enterprises all over the world. But from the outside, they are somewhat boring looking, right? A high-tech warehouse, if you will.
Okay, so we're kind of walking through this. You explained that you help try to locate these, where they'll go, and communities. And I guess, what is it that you look for when you're looking for a location to put a data center? I just saw something where Virginia and Texas are the two top states when it comes to data centers, and those are ones that are operating and are sited. So what is it you're looking for?
Yeah, one of the first things we're looking for is energy, right? So at Google, we prioritize access to clean energy. We have pretty aggressive clean energy goals. And so we want to be in a place where we can work with our utility and regulatory partners to bring on new clean electricity to the grid. We, of course, have other infrastructure needs that are just as critical. We need fiber. The data center needs to be connected, right? We need workforce. And we, of course, need a welcoming community. And as you sort of implied, these days, that's as critical as ever. So we look to have conversations really early with counties and municipalities who are seeking this type of economic development, right? And who are thinking about how to maybe diversify their tax revenue and bring new high-paying jobs to their locality. We really want to do this in partnership, and we're proud to have been doing that for the last 20 years across the world, really. And so I think, you know, that's one of my main messages for you and your listeners today is that, you know, data centers can be developed responsibly in a way that lifts up communities, economies, and is a responsible user of our natural resources.
We're talking with Liz Schwab, Google Data Center Development Lead, and it's the Agribusiness Report.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Liz Schwab is Google Data Center Development Lead. We're talking about data centers and economic impacts. And for some of these communities, Liz, it's the first time they've seen meaningful investment. Any thoughts?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Google tends to be the highest taxpayer in the locations where we operate. And that is true of a lot of the large data centers. They are an outlier in terms of asset class, basically, and the value of the taxable property. So a data center can be a really significant boon to local municipal budgets, county budgets, funding schools and local services, et cetera. Of course, you know, the jobs I mentioned, there's, you know, really high paying, high quality jobs that come. The construction benefits are great. Takes a lot of skilled trades to build these things. Our average site has 4,200 construction workers on average per year in the first 5 years. And then the indirect economic benefits are also great. So an average Google data center contributes $688 million in local economic activity from the site. So what that means is not just the local restaurants and hotels, although that's part of it, but it's the, you know, electrician who had to hire three more people to keep up with demand from our site. It's HVAC maintenance, it's security operations, it's catering, it's, you know, all the different things that we might rely on local vendors for, as well as the, you know, broader economic benefits.
Now, some tough questions. I mean, and I'm sure you get these from time to time. There will be those who are absolutely for this and they see the benefits. And there'll be others who say, hey, we're concerned about the energy usage. Or in certain areas, maybe they're concerned about resource usage. You know, how do we cool these? It's going to require water. Are those questions you get?
Yeah, and those are the right questions. So in terms of energy, you know, Google pays for 100% of the electricity and infrastructure that we need to serve our operations. We think that's table stakes, right? I think that's what people expect of us, and it's what we do. But we go further. We invest in the shared system of the electric grid that we all rely on. So we invest in energy efficiency and weatherization programs and in partnership with our utilities and state agency partners. We invest in new clean technologies to accelerate, you know, things like new nuclear or geothermal or long duration battery storage. These are really critical technologies for American competitiveness and to make sure we're building the energy infrastructure that the country needs. And, you know, all of that investment helps to modernize the grid on our dime, right? Instead of the average residential ratepayer. And, you know, just a little context on why that's important. You know, for decades, the U.S. has underinvested in the grid because we had basically, you know, flat electricity load growth. But of course, in recent years, that has completely changed. So we need to invest in our grid, and data centers are helping to accelerate that.
The final one here for you is I want you to kind of put yourself in the position of somebody in one of these communities. Maybe it's a rural community, maybe it's an urban area. But what questions would you be asking? What would things that we might not be thinking about? Your excitement. How would you approach it if you were on the other side of the table?
Yeah. I think citizens in these communities should make sure that they and their local leaders have a strong understanding of the benefits that the project will bring, whether that's tax revenue, you know, pilot payments, you know, community benefit arrangements, however the locality structures that, they need to make sure they understand that, right? What is the community getting in exchange for having and hosting a project, right? Beyond that, then you want to understand, okay, what's the energy and water story here, right? What's the plan? How do we make sure that this is sustainable and durable for the long term? Make sure that it doesn't have any impact, right? So, you know, for instance, if Google were coming to an area, we would be investing in any new infrastructure needed, right? So those types of things should be table stakes. What will the site look like, right? There's a lot of influence that local leaders have in the development process for what the site should look like, right? Where will the buildings be situated, and what type of buffering and, you know, foliage or berms or other things might be needed? Or maybe it's rural enough that you don't need those, right? Every site's a little different. But those are all the types of questions that folks can ask and should have solid answers to as they head into these local conversations and approval processes.
We're talking with Liz Schwab, Google Data Center Development Lead. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
This is the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Liz Schwab, Google Data Center Development Lead. Liz, if we want to learn more, Is there a place we can go and Google?
Yeah, absolutely. So google.com/data centers will provide more information than anyone could ever want to read. But you can click around to see where we have sites. You can click in to see what our water strategy and stewardship approach is. You can learn about the different approaches to energy. And then just see how other locations, right, around the country or the world have experienced Google data centers. We've got lots of fun videos on there and, you know, testimonials to some of the partners we've worked with for a few decades that can help to put this in context.
Liz Schwab, Google Data Center Development Lead on the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Brad Rippey, meteorologist, USDA.
We have seen much of the corn that was planted very early starting to emerge. That has pushed the national emergence number for corn to 13% by May 3rd, staying ahead of the five-year average of 9% and last year's 10%. Obviously, a lot of the emerged corn is in the south, and we see numbers getting above the halfway emerged mark. In some of those southern states, including Tennessee, already 62% emerged. Five-year average there is just 28%, much more down earth numbers as you move into the Midwest, although rapid planting in some of the southern I states has pushed emergence ahead of schedule. Illinois coming in this week at 24% emerged, five-year average 9%. Soybean emergence, based on a lot of that early planting in the south, has jumped to 13% by May 3rd. That's more than twice the five-year average of 5% emerged and last year's 6% number. More than half of the crop already emerged as far north as Arkansas, 54% emerged versus 29% on average.
It's the Agribusiness Report.